Truth often wears a disguise, and sometimes it's the people closest to us, our friends, our partners, even our family members, who cloak it the most skillfully. We all like to think we're adept at catching lies, that our emotional intelligence somehow shields us from deceit. But the reality is, we often miss the forest for the trees, not because we can't see, but because we choose to look away. I remember a time when I prided myself on being a discerning judge of character, only to realize I had been blind to the deception under my very nose. It wasn't that the signs weren't there, those small, almost imperceptible changes in behavior, the over-elaborations, the defensive snap at innocent questions. No, the signs were there, but I dismissed them, telling myself they meant nothing. Today, we peel back the layers of pretense, guided not by cynicism, but by the clear-eyed wisdom of Stoic philosophy, to reveal the stark truths about dishonesty. If you appreciate what we're doing here, a simple free favor you can do for us is to hit the subscribe button and make sure you don't skip any part of the video, as these revelations might be closer to your heart than you ever imagined. Let's get started. Sign 1. Contradictions in their story. The first sign of deception we often stumble upon is the subtle yet telling contradictions in someone's story. Think about it. When a story is stitched together with half-truths or fabrications, it's tough to keep the narrative consistent. The details might shift slightly each time the story is told. Timelines may blur, or explanations that once seemed plausible start to contradict earlier points. Consider a friend recounting a weekend adventure. The first time, it's a spontaneous trip to a nearby city with a couple of friends. A week later, it morphs into a planned event attended by several more people. These discrepancies might seem minor, but they are red flags waving in the breeze of conversation, signaling that something isn't quite right. Why does this happen? From a Stoic perspective, every lie requires its creator to construct an alternate reality, and maintaining that reality becomes a complex task where details are often forgotten or confused. Marcus Aurelius believed in the simplicity and tranquility of living truthfully. He suggested that when we divert from honesty, we burden ourselves with the creation and maintenance of a falsehood, a task that is not only morally troubling, but mentally exhausting. So, when you notice these inconsistencies, take a moment. Reflect on why the person might feel compelled to shift their story. Is it a simple mistake, a lapse in memory, or a sign of a deeper deception? Understanding this can guide your reaction, whether to probe further or step back, observing with the detached wisdom of a Stoic, acknowledging that sometimes the truth is hidden not just from you, but from the speaker themselves. Sign 2. Lack of empathy. The second sign that someone may be weaving lies into their conversations is a noticeable lack of empathy. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, is not just a social nicety. It's a cornerstone of genuine human connection and a principle deeply embedded in Stoic philosophy. Stoics like Marcus Aurelius emphasize the importance of empathy as part of leading a virtuous life, suggesting that to live harmoniously, one must consider not just one's own feelings, but the emotional states of others around them. When someone lies, their focus often narrows, centering on maintaining their narrative or protecting themselves, rather than understanding the feelings or repercussions their words may have on others. This can manifest in conversations where the emotional responses seem disconnected or inappropriate to the context. For example, if someone shares news of a personal loss and the response lacks the expected warmth or commiseration, it might not just signal emotional disengagement, but also indicate that their energies are directed toward sustaining a deception. This lack of empathy is particularly telling because it suggests a dual failure, not only in the moral duty to be truthful, but also in the duty to care for the relational and emotional well-being of others. The Stoic view would not only condemn the deceit, but also the underlying indifference to the effects of these lies on others. A person embedded in the truth should naturally align their emotional responses to the truth of the situation, offering condolences, joy, or support where appropriate. Reflecting on this, when you encounter someone whose emotional reactions seem out of step with the situation, consider it a signal. It may be a moment to look closer, not necessarily to confront, but to understand better what is driving this disconnect. Is it a simple misalignment, or could it be a deliberate shield to cover untruths? Observing with stoic detachment can allow you to see whether this lack of empathy is an occasional slip or a consistent pattern that points to deeper dishonesty. Sign 3. Shifting blame and avoiding responsibility. When confronted with a situation where they've made a mistake or done something wrong, some people immediately start pointing fingers at someone or something else. It's like their default reaction is to distance themselves from the problem as quickly as possible. In Stoic philosophy, one of the central teachings is the idea of personal responsibility. Stoics believe that while we cannot control everything that happens to us, we can always control how we respond to those situations. So, when someone refuses to take responsibility for their actions, they are essentially rejecting one of the most fundamental principles of living a virtuous life. Think about the last time you witnessed someone deflecting blame. Maybe it was a colleague at work who missed a deadline and then immediately started listing all the reasons why it wasn't their fault. The project manager didn't provide clear instructions, the team didn't communicate well, the software wasn't working properly. They'll throw up every excuse except admitting their own role in the issue. This kind of evasion is a red flag because it suggests that the person is more interested in preserving their image or avoiding consequences than in being honest or accountable. The Stoic approach to responsibility is straightforward. Accept your mistakes, learn from them, and move forward. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively about the importance of owning our actions, reminding us that true strength lies in confronting our shortcomings, not in hiding from them. A person who can't accept responsibility is not only being dishonest with others, but also with themselves. They're choosing to live in denial, avoiding the discomfort of self-reflection, which is key to personal growth. When you encounter someone who constantly shifts blame, it's not just about that one situation. They are likely hiding behind a web of excuses in other areas of their life as well. The avoidance of responsibility can be a subtle form of dishonesty that erodes trust over time. If you find this behavior becoming a pattern in someone's actions, it's time to ask yourself if they can really be trusted. After all, if they can't be honest about their mistakes, what else might they be hiding? In Stoicism, accepting responsibility isn't just about admitting fault. It's about embracing the opportunity to improve. Each mistake is a chance to grow in wisdom and virtue. So when someone dodges accountability, they're not only avoiding the truth, but also denying themselves the growth that comes with it. Sign 4. Overly defensive behavior. Have you ever noticed how some people react with an exaggerated level of defensiveness to even the simplest of questions? It's almost as if they're jumping at shadows, immediately assuming they're under attack when, in reality, no accusation was made. This knee-jerk defensiveness is a clear red flag that something isn't quite right. When someone becomes unusually defensive, it often suggests that they're trying to protect themselves from being exposed, either because they've done something wrong or because they're hiding the truth. Let's break it down. Defensiveness is a reaction rooted in fear. Fear of being found out, fear of being judged, or fear of losing control over a situation. In the context of lying, this fear manifests as an immediate attempt to shield oneself from potential consequences. For example, imagine asking someone a straightforward question like, "Hey, did you finish that report?" Instead of a simple yes or no, you get a defensive rant about how they've been overwhelmed with work, how no one understands the pressure they're under, or how it's unfair to even ask them about it. The sheer intensity of their response far outweighs the gravity of the question, and that's a clue. People who are telling the truth typically don't need to put up such a strong front. They can answer calmly and confidently, but a liar feels the need to build a wall of defensiveness to deflect any scrutiny. From a Stoic perspective, this behavior is deeply problematic. Stoicism teaches that we should remain calm and composed in the face of challenges. The Stoic way is to accept responsibility for our actions without flinching or deflecting blame. When someone reacts defensively, it indicates that they are not comfortable with the truth or the potential consequences of it. Marcus Aurelius often spoke about the importance of self-awareness and inner tranquility. He believed that a person who is secure in their own integrity has no need for defensiveness because they have nothing to hide. In contrast, overly defensive people are like fortresses, constantly preparing for battle. They are always on edge, ready to fend off any perceived threat to their image or reputation. This kind of reaction can often mask guilt, insecurity, or an underlying lie. And here's the key. The more someone feels the need to defend themselves vigorously, the more likely it is that they're concealing something. Defensiveness is not just about protecting oneself from external criticism. It's also about hiding from internal truths that may be too uncomfortable to confront. So, how do we deal with this from a Stoic lens? Stoicism teaches us to observe without getting emotionally involved. When you notice someone reacting defensively, take a step back and consider what might be driving that response. Is it insecurity, guilt, or a fear of being exposed? Rather than reacting to their defensiveness, which is often what they're hoping for, remain calm and detached. Ask more questions if necessary, but don't get pulled into their emotional whirlwind. By maintaining your composure, you not only protect your own peace of mind, but you also force the other person to confront their own discomfort. Over time, this might lead them to be more truthful, as they realize that defensiveness is not a sustainable strategy. Sign 5. Overly detailed stories. Another sign of deception is when someone gives overly detailed stories. You've probably experienced this before. A simple question or inquiry turns into a long, winding explanation packed with excessive and often unnecessary details. At first glance, it might seem like the person is just being thorough or eager to share, but when you step back, you'll notice that the story feels rehearsed, almost too perfect, as if they're trying to overwhelm you with information. This tactic is a classic sign of someone covering their tracks, using an avalanche of details to distract from the truth. Think about it. When people lie, they often feel the need to build a convincing narrative to cover up their dishonesty. But the more complex the lie, the harder it is to maintain. By providing too many details, right down to what time they woke up, what they had for breakfast, and the exact number of steps they took, the liar hopes to sound more believable. Ironically, this excess often works against them. Honest people usually give straightforward, concise answers because they're recounting events from memory. Liars, on the other hand, feel they need to fill in every gap, hoping that an abundance of information will hide their falsehoods. From a Stoic perspective, this behavior is a sign of inner turmoil and insecurity. Stoics teach us that honesty is simple and direct, rooted in a clear conscience. When someone feels the need to embellish, they are likely not at peace with their own words. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often spoke of the virtues of simplicity and truthfulness, noting that living in alignment with these principles brings a sense of calm and clarity. In contrast, deceit creates inner chaos. A liar's mind is cluttered with the need to keep the story straight, constantly juggling fabricated details to ensure they don't contradict themselves. This is why overly detailed stories are often full of small inconsistencies or strange tangents that don't quite add up. Imagine this scenario. You ask a friend why they missed your party. A simple, "I had another commitment," would suffice if they were telling the truth. But instead, they go into a long narrative about how they were stuck in traffic, the exact route they took, how they stopped for gas, the conversation they had with the gas station attendant, and how their phone battery died at 2:34 p.m. The sheer volume of detail feels unnecessary, and deep down, you might start wondering why they're going to such lengths to explain something so simple. The Stoics would advise us not to get swept up in these overly detailed stories. Instead, observe calmly and listen closely for what's missing. The truth. When someone is being honest, their story flows naturally. It's not weighed down by unnecessary elaborations. Epictetus once said, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." When someone gives you an overly detailed story, they may not be offering the clarity and directness you deserve. They are clouding the situation with noise, hoping to throw you off track. So the next time you're faced with a long, overly detailed explanation, take a moment to reflect. Are these details truly necessary, or are they a smokescreen? In most cases, less is more when it comes to the truth. And as the Stoics remind us, truth is simple, straightforward, and free from the clutter of unnecessary details. Those who weave complex webs of explanations may be hoping you won't look too closely. But with a calm, stoic mind, you can see through the fog and discern what's really going on. Sign 6. Body language disconnect. Another key sign that someone might be lying to you is a disconnect in their body language. We often focus so much on the words people say that we forget how much their body is telling us. The truth is, our bodies often betray our intentions and emotions, no matter how well we think we're controlling them. When someone is lying, their words and their body language don't quite match up. It's as if their mind is saying one thing while their body is expressing another, entirely different, emotion. This dissonance is a major clue that something isn't adding up. Let's say someone is telling you how confident they are in their story, but their arms are crossed, their body is slightly turned away from you, and they can't seem to make eye contact. Or maybe they're fidgeting with their hands or shifting nervously in their seat. These subtle gestures can speak louder than their words. While their mouth may be delivering a confident, reassuring message, their body is signaling discomfort, anxiety, or even guilt. This mismatch creates an underlying sense of unease, and that's something you should pay attention to. Body language disconnects happen because lying is stressful. Even if someone is skilled at fabricating stories, their body can't help but react to the tension they feel inside. Stoicism teaches us to observe the world with a calm, detached mind, and that includes how we observe people. By focusing on the entirety of someone's behavior, not just their words, you can begin to see these cracks in the facade. Stoic philosopher Epictetus often spoke about the importance of reading situations and people objectively without getting swayed by superficial appearances. When someone's body language tells a different story than their words, a Stoic would advise you to focus more on the nonverbal signals. One of the most common body language tells in liars is a lack of eye contact. They may avoid looking directly at you, or conversely, they might overcompensate by holding too much eye contact, trying to convince you of their honesty. Both extremes can be signs that they're trying too hard to appear truthful. Other signs include fidgeting, scratching, or touching their face, small nervous movements that they may not even realize they're doing. The key is that their physical actions are out of sync with the calm, composed demeanor they are trying to project with their words. But it's not just about the obvious signs like avoiding eye contact or fidgeting. Sometimes the body language can be more subtle. For instance, a person might angle their feet toward the door, subconsciously signaling their desire to escape the conversation, or they might nod along as they speak, almost as if they're trying to convince themselves of their own lies. These tiny, often unconscious movements are the body's way of expressing discomfort, even when the person is trying to control their words. From a Stoic perspective, this body language disconnect is also a reflection of an inner conflict. Stoicism teaches us that living in accordance with nature, being honest and virtuous, brings a sense of peace and alignment within ourselves. When someone is lying, they are out of alignment with their own nature, and that inner dissonance manifests in their body language. A Stoic would observe this calmly, not as a way to judge or condemn the person, but simply as an indicator that the truth is being distorted. So, next time you find yourself in a conversation where someone's words sound right, but their body language feels off, trust your instincts. Pay attention to the small tells, the nervous hands, the shifting gaze, the body turning away. These signs can reveal more than the words ever could. In Stoic philosophy, wisdom comes from observing the world around us with clarity and calm. By tuning into these nonverbal cues, you can see through the facade and get closer to the truth, no matter how carefully the words have been chosen. Sign 7. Avoidance of straight answers. A final sign of dishonesty is when someone consistently avoids giving straight answers. You know how it goes. You ask a simple question, and instead of a direct response, you get vague statements, half-truths, or long-winded explanations that never quite address the point. It's frustrating, right? It feels like trying to grasp smoke. When people dodge questions, it's usually because they don't want to commit to an answer. Maybe because the truth is inconvenient, or maybe because they're hiding something. Either way, their inability to give you a clear, direct response is a big red flag. People who avoid straight answers tend to rely on ambiguity because it gives them wiggle room. If they stay vague, they can backtrack later, change the story, or claim they were misunderstood. This is a classic tactic of someone trying to avoid responsibility or obscure the truth. When you ask someone for specifics, like, "Where were you yesterday afternoon?" and they reply with something like, "Oh, I was just running some errands, you know, the usual," without actually telling you where they were, it's a sign that they're intentionally withholding information. They may be hoping that the lack of clarity will stop you from pressing further. From a Stoic perspective, this kind of avoidance goes against the principles of honesty and integrity. Stoicism teaches that truth is simple and direct. Marcus Aurelius often spoke about the importance of being clear and straightforward in both thought and communication. To avoid answering a question directly is, in many ways, to avoid responsibility. And responsibility is a key pillar in Stoic thought. When someone refuses to give a clear answer, they are not only dodging the truth, but also failing to live in accordance with virtue. Vague answers also create confusion, which is exactly what the dishonest person hopes for. By being ambiguous, they keep you guessing, hoping that you'll get frustrated or uncomfortable and move on without pushing for clarity. This tactic is particularly effective because most people are polite and don't want to seem confrontational, especially if the conversation starts to feel awkward. The liar relies on this discomfort to escape without revealing the full truth. But here's the thing. Honesty doesn't fear clarity. When someone is being truthful, they don't need to dodge your questions or dance around the point. They answer directly because they have nothing to hide. A Stoic would recommend that, when faced with avoidance, you remain calm and persistent. Keep asking for the clear answer you deserve. Don't get sidetracked by their vagueness or attempts to change the subject.